7, chapter 3, by His grace, Gauranga Prabhu.
Hiranyakashipu's plan to become immortal. So we have reserved some really demonic chapters for you.
Gauranga Bhai.
Understanding my real nature. Shri Narada Vacham,
Shri Narada Vacham,
Hiranyakashipu Rajan,
Hiranyakashipu Rajan,
Ajaratmaram,
Ajayam Ajaratmaram,
Ajayam Ajaratmaram,
Ajayam
Ajaratmaram, Apradidvandvam,
Atmanam Apradidvandvam,
Ekorajan, Ekorajan Vyaditsada,
Ekorajan Vyaditsada.
Narada Muni said to Maharaj Yudhishthira, the demoniac king Hiranyakashipu wanted to be unconquerable and free from old age and riddling of the body. He wanted to gain all the yogic perfections like Anima and Lavima, to become deathless and to be the only king of the entire universe, including Brahma Loka. So 7th canto is containing the topic of Bhagavatam. What are the main topics of Srimad Bhagavatam? Prasanna Guru. Then Sarga What is Uttaya? So Uttaya is explained by Sridhar Swami as Shubh Ashubh Ichha. Shubh and Ashubh Ichha. Impetus, if you say impetus. Impetus means what inspires you. So does a Shubh Ichha inspire you? Or an Ashubh Ichha inspires you? So ultimately you have to be under the banner of either Ashubh Ichha or Ashubh Ichha. You can't be in a... If you want to be in a middle, then you will go to Brahma Jyoti and swim in the Brahma Jyoti swimming pool along with Duryodhana, Dushasana and company. So Shubh Ashubh Ichha is demonstrated. So the extremes are demonstrated. The extreme in Ashubh is represented by Hiranyakashipu. And the whole idea is Ashubh Ichha begins with the desire to covet money and sex life. Hiranyakashipu. As soon as money and sex come in, the Ashubh things begin. And then when one pursues the Shubh Ichha, then only one can become perfectly happy. Prahlada, Prakrishta Rupena Hlada. One who is perfectly happy, blissful, satisfied. So the contrast of these two is described. And therefore the hope is given. And if you pursue Shubh Ichha, however much powerful the Ashubh forces will be, Krishna will always be there to protect you, because you are on the side of wanting Shubh Ichha. So, Lord will go out of His way to come and protect. So, a person in the midst of Ashubh forces should not think that I am surrounded by all Ashubh, everything is impossible, therefore I am going to be defeated. So let me also join the forces of Ashubh. No. All the forces were completely against Prahlad. He was the only person desiring something positive, Shubh, in a kingdom of Ashubh. But in that case, the Lord wants to show that I will myself bend all rules and regulations and all the stereotyped conventions to manifest satyam vidhatum nirvrittim ashtam yakyam cha bhuteshva kleshva adrishyata ati adbhuta rupam, a form which has never been seen. He will manifest in a very new incarnation, totally different incarnation. Therefore, all you have to do is remain with full conviction in pursuing the path of the proper desires. And as I was describing in the Gaur Purnima lecture, the only possession the soul has is the power to desire, Ichha. Therefore the Ichha is known as Svatantrata Ratna. Svatantrata Ratna means the diamond of one's free will. Free will or ability to desire. So therefore, if you use that free will by renouncing the Ashubha Ichha and cultivating the Shubha Ichha, Krishna becomes pleased. So that is what the first 10 chapters describe, the constant battle between Shubha and Ashubha Tattvas. So after reading the first 10 chapters and seeing the conquest of Shubha over Ashubha, and seeing how Narasimhadev personally protects Prahlad, one may start thinking, but I am a different category. I am neither as demoniac as Hiranyakashipu, nor as elevated as Prahlad. Hum to beech mein latke hain. Hamara kya hoga? I am also desiring Shubha. I am having lot of Ashubha also, but not like Hiranyakashipu, where he was killing like all kinds of people all over the place and killing cows and killing brahmanas and, you know, engaging all the demigods. But I am not as demoniac as Hiranyakashipu, but I am not as divine as Prahlad also, that even if I am thrown in under elephants or snakes and this and that, I will think of Krishna. So this 10 chapters are too extremist, and it doesn't really help me relate with my situation, because my situation is like, if I get something, you know, too difficult, I may succumb, right? If someone puts me in a mid of snakes and tells me, stop chanting Hare Krishna, I may stop, because I am afraid of the snake, right? What do you say, Pandiji? Kya kare kya? अगर कोई बोला हाथी के नीचे डाल दूंगा जब करना बंद करो तो कितने लोग हिम्मत है हरे कृष्णा बोले कृष्णा विल सेव मी होली नेम विल प्रोटेक्ट मी वी डोंट नो देयर मे बी बट आई एम जस्ट सेइंग ऑन एन एवरेज मोस्ट पीपल मे थिंक दैट ओके वी आर प्रैक्टिसिंग वी मे नॉट बी ऑन दैट प्लेटफॉर्म सो देयरफॉर चैप्टर 11 टू 15 डिस्क्राइब अबाउट वर्णाश्रम Varnashram Dharma is the system by which gradually your Ashubha Ichchas can be transformed and you can cultivate the Shubha Ichchas and become purified. So chapter number 11 to 15 on 7th canto deals with the process of purifying your desires. So that's the overview of the 7th canto. Any questions so far? Okay. So now, with this understanding, we will now get into the details of Hiranyakashipu's demonic desires. So one should know that Jay and Vijay in the spiritual world had a desire. And they said to the Lord, my dear Lord, you are very much surrounded by personalities who are always worshipping you, glorifying you. But you may be desiring sometimes also have some reciprocation of fighting. And we aspire to fulfill that desire of yours. So please make us instruments in fulfilling your desire to fight. So fighting with Krishna is also bhakti, and fighting with devotees is also viriras, right? Huh? For Krishna it is fine. Ah, okay. So only for Krishna it is okay, not that you develop viriras with devotees. So therefore, to fulfill the Jaya Vijaya's desire, Lord Vishnu arranged Kumaras to come there, and then the whole episode happened. So that what the Jaya Vijaya did is not to be considered an offense. because as I will be describing in my lectures of Madhurya Kadamani, an offense is recognized by its effect. Radha means satisfaction. Radha word means santosh, satisfaction. Upper Radha means destruction of satisfaction, diminishing satisfaction, dwindling satisfaction. So when your experience of satisfaction in the process of bhakti, the association of devotees starts going down, then that is the technical definition of upper Radha. One starts feeling dissatisfied. So therefore, people like Chitraketu Maharaj and the four Kumaras, Chitraketu Maharaj spoke some comments to Lord Shiva, and Devi was not very happy, Parvati Devi. But that Chitraketu Maharaj's words are not considered offensive because he didn't mean anything. And why the proof it is not offensive is that in next life, although he was cursed, his devotion and inspiration to serve will remain the same as Vrutrasu. Aham hare yavar dasa imhola dasaam dasa bhavitasam huye namaka prashtana japar nishtana sarvahum narasadhi patya. So you comment through just last canto, all those things, Vrutrasu's prayers. Ajata paksha yuva mataram ghada tannam yata patsrata chudhata. It was there in your list of verses to memorize. Priyam priyaya vishutam vishanna mano arvinda drikshadeva. So in fact, Vrutrasura's episode is considered in the Puranas as a proof that that Purana is Bhagavatam. Because Vrutrasura episode only comes in Bhagavatam, not in any other Purana. Some other pastimes may be repeated. So Vrutrasura's pastime is a very very unique feature only of Bhagavatam, because only Bhagavatam can accommodate pure devotional service in its varieties. A demon in demoniac form fighting against demigod is rated higher than the king of the demigods. Why? Because he has pure devotional service. So pure devotional service can manifest even within a demoniac form. So if it was an offense, he could not have manifested prayers of pure devotional service. So therefore, the Kumaras, so although we may read through Hiranyakashipu's details and everything, but not once we should think badly about the Kumaras, for after all, they came as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So we should know it is all part of the Leela Shakti of the Lord. Although they may have performed a lot of activities against the Lord, like that. So now, Hiranyakashipu is wanting to be unconquerable and free from old age and dwindling of the body. So don't you think these are desires which ISKCON devotees are also having? We also want to avoid death, old age. Janma mrutyu jara vyadhi dukkha dosham darshan. And Hiranyakashipu also saying same thing. Ajaramara. So we are devotees, he is a demon. What is his intention?
He wants to exploit and want to please.
Okay, what else?
He wants to be immortal here.
He wants to be immortal in this body. And in this body you can never be immortal. That is the problem. That is where the demons and the devotees differ. The devotees are also very much in favor of immortality. But that immortality is possible only in the spiritual world, in a spiritual form, in a service to the Lord relationship, not in an exploitative mentality of trying to be the Lord and Master in this world. Okay, so that's the important point. Also, these two chapters will describe the mentality of demigod worshippers. Hiranyakashipu's whole austerity plan is revealing the psychology of demigod worshipper. The psychology of demigod worship is ultimately intention is not service but enjoyment. So you should know that demigod worship is a kind of mentality. You get something to be the controller and master and not to be a servant. Okay, so we have to be very careful about that. Okay, now details are given. Satyam daradronyam paramatarunam bhudrishti
padangushthashitavadi
padangushthashitavadi. The Hiranyakashipu began performing austerities. And by standing with his toes on the ground, keeping his arm upward and looking towards the sky, this position was extremely difficult, but he accepted it as a means to attain perfection. Okay, another important point is that demons, they follow, number one, whimsical ways of worship. Their intention is whimsical, their methods of worship is also whimsical. And their object of worship is also whimsical. So they choose all the three whimsically. It begins with their intention, then the process, and then the object. Because the intention is to be the Lord and Master and Controller. So previously in Vedic times, even someone like Hiranyakashipu who wanted money and sex followed some process of approaching the most powerful person he knew. So this was his method of paying bribe. So actually what Hiranyakashipu did also comes under an Anna Hazare scheme. Because it is corruption. What he is doing? He is bribing Brahmaji. So basically this is nothing but that. So when people's powers go on decreasing, the Satyugma he could do that. In Kaliyug you can't do that. So you take out some money and pay and do the same thing. So there is no difference between the normal stupid level corruption you see in government offices and political circles and what Hiranyakashipu is doing. Because the end goal is same, money and sex. Processes, please the superior and get some benefits. You understand? So don't think that this whole anti-corruption movement is a new phenomenon. Hiranyakashipu was personification of corruption. Anna Hazare was born in his womb. So Prahlad couldn't accept that corruption and he protested against that corruption and he couldn't take it. So even now you see in government office, if one guy is not corrupt, everyone gets on his case and they force him because they are afraid. They are afraid if he doesn't take bribe, then he will expose all of us. So they feel guilty. So many times devotees are in this situation where they don't take bribes, but they are sometimes threatened to kill and everything because they are not part of the racket. So therefore now Hiranyakashipu is now doing all kinds of stuff to impress Brahmaji. Jata diti iti dhireje sambartarka imam shuhi tasmintavastapyamane asmanani bheje. From the hair on Hiranyakashipu's head there emanated an effulgent light as brilliant and intolerable as the rays of the sun at the time of his illusion. Seeing the performance of such austere finances, the demigods who had been wandering throughout the planets now return to their respective homes. Okay. So, the demigods, they could understand that someone is trying to acquire our position. Okay. So, this conflict over position is an eternal phenomenon in this material world. So, demigods have their position, the demons want to capture their position, and this fight is constantly going on as to who will control what. तस्य मूर्ध्ना समद्भूताः
तस्य मूर्ध्ना समद्भूताः
सदुमोग्निस्तपोमयः
सदुमोग्निस्तपोमयः
वीर्यकूर्ध्वम् अधोलोकाः
वीर्यकूर्ध्वम् अधोलोकाः
आतपद्विश्वम् ईरेत्क Hiranyakashipu's austerities, fire came from his head, and this fire and its smoke spread throughout the sky, encompassing the upper and lower planets, which all became extremely hot. Chukshu bhur nadi udanvanta
Chukshu bhur nadi
udanvanta
Sarvipandrishtacharabhu
Nibetu sagrahatara
Nibetu sagrahatara
Jaisvarushchandishodasha
Jaisvarushchandishodasha
Because of the power of his severe austerities, all the rivers and oceans were agitated. The surface of the globe with its mountains and islands began trembling. And the stars and planets fell, all directions were ablaze. So this was the power of his austerities. That means he had so much power that he could make practically nature change as per his direction. Tena datta divam tyaktva
Tena datta divam tyaktva
Brahma lokam yajusuraha
Brahma lokam yajusuraha
Dhatre vijnapayam asu
Dhatre vijnapayam asu
Deva deva jagatpate
Deva deva jagatpate
Dhaityendra tapasatatta
Dhaityendra tapasatatta
Devisthatum nashaknama
Devisthatum nashaknama
Scorched and extremely disturbed because of Hiranyakashipu's severe penances. All the demigods left the planets where they reside and went to the planets of Lord Brahma, where they informed the Creator as follows. O Lord of the demigods, O Master of the universe, because of the fire emanating from Hiranyakashipu's head as a result of his severe austerities, we have become so disturbed that we could not stay in our planets, but have come to you. So, there is hope in this creation, and that is, if someone disturbs you, you can always go to someone else for shelter. So the Lord has created facility in such a way that there are limited resources, unlimited desires. So naturally, if the demigods want to be in control and the demons are not allowing, so their desires are not getting fulfilled. So now, because they are feeling that they will be completely destroyed and overpowered by Hiranyakashipu, they are fear. So they are going to Brahmaji. So Brahmaji is supposed to give them protection. And that's the difference between management and administration. What is the difference between management and administration? Yes. Yes, Prajjivti Prabhu, they are some of our expert personalities from Chaupati have descended to bless Vidyapitam. Makes rule, okay. There are certain protocols, stricter protocols to be followed. Okay? That's quite good. Any more refining on this? Yeah? So management basically means manipulating material energy to get a certain result. So by that standard, anyone is a manager. Even a housewife who makes chapati is a manager. You can't get even a simple chapati without management. Is it not? Because she has to go to market, get the atta, knead the dough, make sure the gas is there. Any one of the elements is not there, you won't get your chapati. Is it not? So you need a lot of management. Then only your chapati will come. For you to sit and hear a class, there is a lot of management involved. The speaker needs to be informed. He has to be transported.
He must be in a mood to come. You must be in a mood to attend. So you must have your breakfast in the morning. For that the kitchen gas should be there. The chula must be burning. And the cook must be there. Even if one of the elements is not there, cook is there, chula is not there. So you won't get breakfast, so you won't feel like coming to sleep there. So the vehicle has come, speaker has come, class is empty. Okay. So the chula is there, but the cook is not in the mood. So he's not there. So nothing gets done. So all these things, so much of management is there. You have to manipulate the energy to get a certain result. But what is administration? Administration is providing protection. Providing protection, physical, emotional, spiritual protection through systems and authority. So therefore, administration means to provide protection. And this is specifically here, the example, that the demigods are all good managers. They can do things. But at this stage, they need protection. So it is the duty of Brahmaji to come forward and protect. So many times we may not distinguish between the two. So therefore administration is over the management. The administration must be in such a way that the systems are created and authority is given and protection is given so that people can do the management and other things properly. Understand? So even if you are the simplest room cleaner in the whole temple, still you have to have management. You need a broom. Room doesn't come out of air. It has to be kept in the right place. It must remain in the right place. Right? So, therefore, when the things don't happen, then administration comes into picture. So administration sets the blueprint for working and provides the protection and intervention whenever things don't happen the way it should happen. So that's how even the universe is functioning in the original system. Yes, sir. If the people's needs are not being taken care, so the administration's duty is to make sure that those things are taken care. Understand? Like you have needs, breakfast in the morning, lunch in the afternoon, dinner in the evening. So the kitchen's duty is to manage those resources and give you. But the administration's duty is to make sure that the kitchen does it. So when you don't get, you know, full belly, like tomorrow kitchen decides, no chapati, chawal khao. Or now we are getting into summer season, only good thing is curd rice. Every day, curd rice khao. Only curd rice. Nothing else. Kya hota Pandit ji?
They
meet anyways. अभी आंध्र का आदमी और तमिल वाले लोग खुश हो जाएगा. वो बोलेगा अगला नींबू अचार भी दे दो. पर पंजाब और यूपी और कश्मीर वाला कुछ कर रहे हैं. The matter will come to administration. So the administration has to take care of that. To protect. These are like just some simple examples of the universe. So the system is there in the universe. Tasya chopashamam bhuman videhi yadi manyase lokanaya vannamshanti
bariharastavadhu
oblique persons. chief of the universe, if you think it proper, kindness of these disturbances, meant to destroy everything. Before all your alien subjects are annihilated. Pasyayam kirasandalpas
Pasyayam kirasandalpas
Yadurusharam davaha
Yadurusharam
Shriyam kimaditas
Shriyam kimaditas
Vathapi meditam
Vathapi meditam
Yadurusharam davaha Yadurusharam davaha Yadurusharam davaha Yadurusharam davaha Although his plan is not unknown to you, kindly listen as he submits his intentions. Shrishvacharacharanditam
Shrishvacharacharanditam
Govirvasamadhyam Consequently, after creating the universe, he has become the most worshipable demigod within it. Since I am eternal and man is eternal, I shall endeavor for such austerity, mystic power and trance for many, many births. Thus, I shall occupy the same post occupied by Lord Brahma. So, this is Hiranyakashipu's pure desire. He is very transparent and honest. I want to be occupy the highest position here. Okay. Occupied by Brahma. So now that is impossible. Why it is impossible? Because Brahmaji's life is the longest. Because once Brahmaji finishes, everyone finishes. So what can be done? So this is something which is being caught by, it is not that Hiranyakashipu has come and spoken to the demigods. But demigods have caught it. Because they can see that these things are happening. Anyadena vidhasyam
Anyadha
puro vajasa
Anyadha puro vajasa
Anyadha nirdhutaihi
Anyadha nirdhutaihi
Vante vishnavadhi
Vante vishnavadhi
Vinda vasile vasudhi Aisha towards results of pious and impious activities. I shall overturn all the established practices within this world. Even dhuro vajasa vampish to them at millennium. Therefore, what is the use of it? I shall prefer to remain in the position of Brahma. So this is Rajogun, determination in Rajogun. Okay. So determination in Rajogun means one wants to actually be the controller and the master, and not be the servant. So all of us suffer from this tendency, Rajogun. So therefore, Mahaprabhu's Shikshashtakam verses and the prayers of the devotees in the Bhagavatam are constant reminders. Because many, many times in the initial stages, we may even wonder, why are they praying like this? So, theek hai Karimak. Always there is and Maharaj's description of 21 hours pastime, right? Srivas Pandar, which is known as Sapta Padma Lila or Mahaprakash Lila. So in Mahaprakash Lila, all the devotees were praying to the Lord. They are all praying for certain benedictions from the Lord. So all those benedictions, if you study, then you will understand this is what way we should be desiring. This is the way we should be desiring. Our desires are modeled based on that. So these are ashubh ichha, like wanting to here occupy Brahmaji's place. Hiranyakashipu's demoniac determination was explained to Lord Brahma by the demigods, who informed him that Hiranyakashipu wanted to overturn all established principles. Okay. So Prabhupada says, he wanted that those who were harassed in this world, the material transactions, to be unhappy for the same reason, even the heavenly planets. He wanted to introduce such harassment everywhere. Krishna has already made the creation Dukkhaya Mashashvatam. Hiranyakashipu wanted to increase the temperature further. That was his idea. shushruma nirbandham
Oh Lord,
we have heard from the reliable sources that in order to obtain your post, Hiranyakashipu is now engaged in severe discipline. You are the master of the three worlds. Please, without delay, take whatever steps you deem appropriate. Okay. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport, in the material world, a servant is provided for by the master. But you are always planning how to capture the master's post. And Prabhupada gives the story of Subuddhi Rai. So, there was a big zamindar, and when he was a child, he used to chastise him many times. The master would chastise him by striking with a cane. So, there was a mark on the boy's back. So that boy ultimately became Nawab Hussain Shah. So his wife saw that mark and asked one day, what is that mark? So he told the story, this fellow had beaten me like that. So Nawab's wife said that this fellow should be killed. So Subuddhi Rai was called. And Nawab Hussain Shah was very grateful, he refused to kill, but why he requested. So taking some water from the water pot, he sprinkled on it and made it homer. So the point Prabhupada is making is he was just a servant, but ultimately he went on to become the Nawab through some various devices. This is the material world. Everyone is trying to become master through various devices, although everyone is a servant of the senses. So this is the dichotomy, this is the contradiction. Being servant of senses, we want to be master of this world. Tavasan Vidagavam Tavasan Vidagavam Bhavavishnaya Se Bhutyai Shemaya Vidayaya
Shemaya Vidayaya.
So says, O Lord Brahma, your position within this universe is certainly most auspicious for everyone, and especially the cows and brahmanas. Brahmanic cultural protection of cows can be increasingly glorified, and thus all kinds of material happiness, honors, and good fortune will automatically increase. Unfortunately, if Hiranyakashipu occupies your seat, everything will be lost. So you can see that modern society is exactly like this. India has become the largest exporter of beef. And there was a big news. They were trying to open the biggest slaughterhouse in UP somewhere. Where was it? Yeah. And there was a lot of signature campaign, and they even came to the stage of drafting the anti-cow slaughter bill. And it reached the parliament, and even Congress had succumbed to it to buy Hindu votes, but Mamata Banerjee protested, and he said, what will the people eat? The poor people's food is this. So she opted out of the government, so that their vote could not be passed. So this is different mini Hiranyakashipus in modern Kali Yuga. In this situation. So therefore, as our Tukaram Prabhu, when he came, he was mentioning how he has given up eating all the cow products and other things which are from non-protected cows. So we are also attempting, under Maharaj's instruction, to have only products coming from goshalas of protected cows. Because dairy industry is equal to slaughterhouse industry in the modern world. When the cow becomes old, they send to slaughterhouse to be killed. Like that. Iti vijnana tamadai vai.
Iti vijnana tamadai vai.
Bhagavan atma bhurnaka.
Bhagavan atma bhurnaka.
Paritama bhuru dakshadei.
Paritama bhuru dakshadei.
Devadeteshwarashtraman.
Devadeteshwarashtraman.
In thus informed by the demigods, the most powerful Brahma, accompanied by Prabhu, Dakshinadars, immediately started for the place where Hiranyakashipu was performing his austerities and penances. So Hiranyakashipu was performing penances. So he was wanting to take benedictions from Lord Brahma. So Brahmaji went with all the demigods and saintly personalities. Okay. Nadarsha pratichannam
Nadarsha pratichannam
Dharmika trunaki chakaihi
Dharmika trunaki chakaihi
Vidabhir achirnam
Vidabhir achirnam
Medaspan mamsa shohanitam
Medaspan mamsa shohanitam
Tatam tapasalokan
Tatam tapasalokan
Yadabhrabhihitam radim
Yadabhrabhihitam radim
Virakshavismitah praha
Virakshavismitah praha
Samstam hamsavahanah
Samstam
hamsavahanah Carried by a swan, a plane, at first could not see where Hiranyakashipu was. For Hiranyakashipu's body was covered by an ant hill and by grass and bamboo sticks. Because Hiranyakashipu had been there for a long time, the ants had devoured his skin, fat, flesh and blood. The Lord Brahma and the demigods spotted him resembling a cloud-covered sun, heating all the world by his austerity, struck with when the Lord Brahma began to smile and then addressed him as follows. So Prabhupada explains in this purport, this shows that soul is eternal and soul can survive in very mysterious situations also. Although no proper food and other things was being given, still Hiranyakashipu was surviving. So why such a person is called a daitya? Because to perform tapasya is considered to be goal of life. Bharat Maharaj, you know, is told that Bharat Maharaj, Shadev tells all his sons, tapodidyam. So he is doing tapasya. It is because whatever he did is for his sense gratification. So if the motive is selfish, then that tapasya is not considered divine. It is not considered divya. So the motive for which you are performing tapasya must be clarified. So his son Prahlad Maharaj was only 5 years old, and so what could Prahlad Maharaj do? So he was just doing in little devotional service. So Balaram was just doing kirtan, chanting, hearing this, that, and he became dear to Lord. And Hiranyakashipu did so many big things, and ultimately was destroyed. Why? Because Prahlad's motive was pure. So Prabhupada mentions beautiful point. One who performs severe austerities for sense gratification is feared by all. And one who performs a slight devotional service is a friend of heaven. So therefore bhakti is sarvapali mirnantam. Sri Brahma Uvacha
Lord Brahma said, Son of Kashyap, please get up. All good fortune unto you. In our perfect, in the performance of all austerities, therefore I may give you a benediction. You may ask me wherever, whatever you desire. If I fulfill your wish. Okay, so you are therefore giving him a will, a benediction. So this is the turning point where Brahma is giving benedictions. And in one sense, Brahmaji is giving benediction is also part of the Lord's pastime. Because if he doesn't give benedictions, Hiranyakashipu will not develop so much power. He will not perform so many atrocities. Lord Narasimhadev will not be able to manifest. And we can't see Narasimhadev. It's all connected. Whose protection we will take? So therefore, Brahma should not be faulted for this. It's also part of the pastime. Prabhupada says, soul can exist even in bones. Okay. Some Prabhupada is quoting this famous thing that Jesus Christ resurrected and went to Kashmir. There have been many examples of yogis having buried and exhumed alive in good condition. Like that. So therefore all these various processes to bend earth, water, air, fire, air, ether, all these austerities which Hrithik Rish Pusdi is doing is simply bending his earth, water, fire, air, ether, the physical body. It is relatively, you know, easy. And that's what the other yogis do. Bend their body, mind, intelligence. Only bhakti yogi, he bends the ego. That is the difference between bhakti yogi and the other yogis. The other yogis bend the other seven elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind and intelligence. They can't bend their ego. Because they are still saying, I am stopping my breath. I am focusing on the Lord with my intelligence. I am controlling my mind. So that is the key difference between bhakti yogi and all the other yogis. Whereas the bhakti yogi is surrendering his only possession, the real possession he has, which is his own desire to the Lord. Maravi rahubi joicha tuma. Therefore, bhakti yoga is simultaneously easiest and most difficult because it calls for the greatest renunciation. Greatest renunciation is when you have to offer your most valuable and dear possession. And the most valuable and dear possession all of us have is our own desires. Our own independence, our own free will, our own conception of who we are, we have to give it up. Therefore, Bhakti Yoga can really test a disciple, a devotee, or anything. Maitat purvarsha yaschatru nakarishyanti chapare
niram
mudhaye pranam
kurvai
divya samasaram. Even saintly persons like Prabhu, born previously, could not perform such severe austerities, nor will anyone in the future be able to do so. Who within these three verses can sustain his life without even drinking water for 100 celestial years? Okay, so again, these are all examples of manipulating body. The five elements, earth, water, fire, everything. My dear son Aditi, with your great determination and austerity, you have done what was impossible, even for great saintly persons, and thus I have certainly been conquered by you. So Brahmaji is like kind of blessing Hiranyakashipu that you have done the rest, what was impossible even for great saintly persons, and thus I have been conquered by you. So Brahmaji also is impressed by this. Okay. So Brahmaji is a Vaishnava. So Vaishnava knows that there are two ways of approaching him, because the Vaishnava also has the material side. So when you approach the Vaishnava from the material side, he will reciprocate in the material side. If you approach Vaishnava from the spiritual side, he will reciprocate in the spiritual side. So Brahmaji is the head of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara. So Brahmaji can give the best of knowledge. You understand? Can you give example of someone who approached Brahma just for spiritual? Narada Muni. So when Narada Muni approached Brahma in second canto, what was that shloka where Brahmaji is telling about himself? Namarthi ne macho prolakshana. No, but initial some of the verses where he said that that Maya is, you know,
Namarthi is above Maya and under Maya.
That he is behind.
Vilajyamanasya.
Mamaham iti durdhya. Mamaham iti durdhya. Vikkatante. Vilajyamanaya yasya sthatum ikshapate maya. Right? And Vilajyamanaya yasya. You found? Vilajyamanaya. Sthatum ikshapate maya.
Vimohita
durdhya. Vimohita vikkatante. Mamaham iti durdhya. Vimohita vikkatante. Mamaham iti durdhya. What is the translation? Read.
The illusory energy of the Lord cannot take precedence, being ashamed of her position. But those who are bewildered by her always talk nonsense, being absorbed in the thoughts of his I and his
I
and
my. I and?
My.
Vimohita vikkatante. Bakwas karte hai sir. Vikkathante is literally bakwas. Mamaham, sab I, me, mine, I, me, mine. Iti durdhya, buddhi bhrasht ho gayi. So Brahmaji can definitely see who this fool is. That if this fellow is wanting just my eternal life, my this, my that. But he is not in a position to give him that spiritual knowledge. Because that fellow has come for getting some long life and making his body more healthy and all. Right? So, it is like that. So Brahmaji is thinking, okay, Hiranyakashipu only wants some gymnastics. He just wants to be a long-lived yogi. Okay, so Brahmaji is reciprocating. Deyathama prapatyante. Tamsadhe yogyamya. So therefore we should be very careful when we approach a devotee, because a devotee has the power to fulfill both material and spiritual desires like Krishna. If we approach with an intention of fulfilling material desires, he will fulfill material desires.
If you approach with a desire to fulfill spiritual desire, then you fulfill.
Martasya tehi amartasya darshanam na apalam mama.
It will not go in vain.
Okay. So he is saying, I belong to the world of demigods. All those are subject. Martasya tehi. He already says, you are suggesting to die. Mrityu aniya tumko. Martasya tehi amartasya, one who does not die. So therefore, the demigods do not die like human beings, but still they have to die. So right at the very beginning, Brahmaji is telling him that no point asking me this. But that is the nature of material desires. When a person is so obsessed with desires in his heart, that he cannot listen to good advice being given. So therefore he is obsessed with that. So now Narad Muni is saying. So how Narad Muni is coming into picture?
To
whom? Why?
Why Shishupal got Sahijamukti?
So who can Sushupal?
Krishna.
Through?
Sudarshan
Chakra. So Shishupal has been killed and the yagya has been stopped. What was the yagya, Mahima? By which Yudhishthira will become? He will become the unparalleled king of the whole universe. The whole world. But Yudhishthira Maharaj is not going through that yagya thinking, I will become king. He is just doing yagya because Sri Krishna is telling me to do. And the proof is that now suddenly the yagya is stopped because blood has fallen. So normally a person who is very eager to become king, he will tell, Hare Jandir, Sabai Krishna Chana. So when he is seeing that, he is asking question. ये क्यों हुआ? तो ऐसा नहीं कि भीम और अर्जुन और बाकी लोग हैं बस को ऐसे ही मत दूर जाएगा तो ये लोग नहीं निकल गए सीधा भागवत तो ऐसे से और भी पता नहीं कितना बोले होंगे वो एक तो कृष्ण सामने बैठे हैं और युधिष्ठिर कृष्ण को नहीं पूछ रहे हाँ सबसे सीधी बात है सामने जाके पूछ क्यों किया तुमने दिस शोज दैट व्हेन यू आर नॉट श्योर अबाउट समवनस एक्टिविटीज इट इज ऑल राइट टू गो एंड आस्क समवन एल्स इन्होंने ऐसा क्यों किया उन्होंने मुझे ढापा क्यों नेचुरली अभी सुदर्शन चक्र उनके हाथ से निकलते हुए देखा है कौन रिस्क लेगा प्रश्न पूछने का गुड क्वेश्चन जाके नारद मुनि ने पूछा ये क्या हो व्हाई इज डूइंग पार्शियलिटी लाइक दिस लुक्स लाइक इट इज पार्शियलिटी So why the Lord is no, the Lord is Yudhishthira's question is the Lord is appearing to be partial to demigods.
Partial
to the demigod, huh?
Why
Lord is impartial
to the demigod?
Ha! Hey, Baba. Veshat, Kamsa, Gopya, Tosa, Shloka. So,
Bhagavata Veshat, Kamsa, Gopya.
So, Narada Muni wants to establish the absolute position of Lord, that any relationship with Lord will be absolute, it will give benefit to all, irrespective of how you connect with Him. It is beyond good and bad. So that's the whole idea. Then this whole pastime, you know, starts manifesting. But even if someone is Ashubh, but if there is a relationship with Lord, even Hiranyakashipu, all Ashubh desires, but because of being killed by Krishna as Narasimhadev, his destination became Shubh. You know, even Kamsa was constantly meditating. So although it was not Anukulena, Krishna Anushilana, it was not Bhakti, but because the relationship was there. So the whole idea is Sambandha, inspiring us to have Sambandha with Krishna. So therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking question to Narada Muni, and then Narada Muni goes on describing the details. And then he goes up to the end, and in the end, even Yudhishthira Maharaj, after hearing glories of Prahlad, after full canto, Krishna is sitting right next to him, Yudhishthira Maharaj starts thinking, I am not so great, I am not so fortunate. Prahlad Maharaj is so fortunate, he got so much mercy, mujhe mercy nahi mila, main to abhaga hu. Because, you know, after hearing continuously 15 chapters on glories of Prahlad, naturally, anyone will feel like that. So, to feel some kind of thought that I am not so fortunate as the other devotee, he is more fortunate or he is more better situated, he is having better opportunities, that is natural for anyone. So Narada Muni tries to pacify him. Yuyam Loke Patabhuri Bhaga Lokam Purana Munayo Jyanti Yesham Grihanam Pasari Saksha Gudam Param Brahm Munishwara. Are forget that Narasimhadev and Prahlad and everything. For you, Krishna is constantly in your palace. And Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. Who is it? So in many certain situations, you may forget what are the fortunes you have received. So on one hand, when you look at fortune of others, you may get inspired, but you may get depressed also. And you may start forgetting what are the great things you have received. So after hearing about Prahlad, Yudhishthira Maharaj started thinking, "Are you really the Bhagavan alag se roop leke nahi aaye? Mujhe to aisa kuch pillar pillar se nikal ke bachaye nahi kuch nahi." तो बोले अरे यार तुम्हारी हर बैठने थे भगवान येषां गृहाणां वसते इति साक्षात् गूढ़ं परम ब्रह्म मनुष्य लिंगम. So the source of Narasimhadev is sitting with you all the time. Then you just know what it's so good. So therefore we need association of devotees who will keep constantly reminding us of what you have received. Because we keep forgetting. And we keep becoming depressed, thinking we have not received anything. We didn't get this. Here we will have, poor name will have. Nikal diary, likhta ho kya kya mila tujhe. Tab samajh mein aaya.
Mila hai.
So we need devotees to help us. So therefore, Krishna is sitting right there in front. But all the entire seventh canto is a conversation between two devotees. Narada Muni and Yudhishthira. So one cannot understand Krishna directly. One can understand Krishna and Krishna's activities only through the devotees. Srinarada Vacham इति उक्त्वारि भवो देवो भक्षितांगं पिपीलिकैः कमण्डलो जलेन जलेनोक्षत्
After speaking these words to Hiranyakashipu, Lord Brahma, the original being of this universe, was extremely powerful, sprinkled the transcendental, infallible, spiritual water from his Kamandalu upon Hiranyakashipu's body, which had been eaten away by ants and moths. Thus he enlightened Hiranyakashipu. Sprinkled the transcendental, infallible, spiritual water from his Kamandalu. So, Brahmaji could speak transcendental, infallible and spiritual sound vibration from his mouth. And he could throw spiritual, transcendental and infallible water from his Kamandalu. Depends on who asks for what. So Hiranyakashipu didn't want anything from Brahmaji's mouth. He wanted from his Kamandalu. Bula yule. Jamma. Hiranyakashipu sunai de aman. Brahmaji ne bula jamma. Toh kuch ho gaya. Aman. Whereas Brahmaji can speak Divya Gyan Hrde Prakashito. He can give the same knowledge from the mouth. Sarat Kichaka Valmika
Sarat Kichaka Valmika Sarayoga
Vanvita Sarayoga Sampanno
Sarayoga
Sampanno Vajra
Sampanno Viva
Vajra Sampanno Viva
Vajra Sampanno
Viva Vajra Sampanno Viva
Vajra.
As soon as it was sprinkled with the water from Lord Brahma's water pot, Hiranyakashipu arose, endowed with a full body, with limbs so strong that they would bear the striking of a thunderbolt. With physical strength and a bodily luster, resembling molten gold, he emerged from the anthill, completely a man, just as a fire springs from the full of wood. So this is the effect of Brahmaji's Kamandalu. The water in the Kamandalu can just revitalize. But what is the point? Even that is ultimately perishable. Cannot do anything about it. Samiksham bhare devam.
Samiksham bhare devam.
Hamsavaham upasthitam.
Hamsavaham upasthitam.
Nanamashirasam bhumam.
Nanamashirasam bhumam.
Nanamashirasam bhumam.
Nanamashirasam
bhumam. See, Brahma Prajan, carried by own swan and upon Hiranyakashipu, was extremely pleased. Immediately he built light with his ear on the ground and began to express obligation to the Lord. Okay, why? Because Brahmaji has done something for him. Brahmaji has helped him from revitalizing his old decrepit body into a young and powerful body. So to express gratitude when you are the recipient of a reward is not difficult. Even demons can do. You understand? Aapko kuch achha mile और आप स्तुति करो, ये तो हिरण्यकश्यपु जैसा नालायक भी कर सकते हैं, समझ रहे हैं? लेकिन बर्बाद होने पर धन्यवाद देना केवल वैष्णव कर सकता है। How do you understand whether I have become वैष्णव or not? That is the actual test. Ashrisyava Padaratam Pinashumam Adarshanam Marmahatam Parodhu Yathatava Yudhati Mat Pranathas Tusadevanapara. Whether you treat me well or mistreat me, you remain my master. That is the most beautiful thing. So therefore we have just taken clothes of Vaishnava. We have not yet become, some of you may have become, at least I have a long way to go. To become Vaishnava means having this consciousness. Not that when there is. Therefore, to manage staying in ISKCON, you have to develop this at least tolerance. Because without that tolerance, we will just be studying Vaishnava philosophy
but will be flooded by total non-Vaishnava behavior all the time, and then we will not be able to sustain our faith in the process. So at least we must try to model some of the Vaishnava behavior to some extent possible to create a proper culture. That means even if I see something going wrong or something which is disturbing, something actually irritating, so we should have the tolerance. And how will the tolerance come? Tolerance will come when we continue in the process with enthusiasm and faith. So Krishna blesses us with the tolerance. When he is pleased with our efforts to please the Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavas' blessings. Okay. So therefore, everything happens organically. उत्थाय प्राञ्जलि
कृष्णमानुतशाविभुं
वर्षाश्रुपुलके भेदो with folded hands and a faltering voice to satisfy Lord Brahma. So Hiranyakashipu is now offering his prayers. Okay. So you can have tears in eyes, body can be shivering, you can be praying in a humble mood, you can fold your hands, and voice can be faltering. All these things are common. What is different? Intention and motive. The desire. Therefore, Mahaprabhu was crying, dancing, you know. Pulakashro kambasveda tahate bhushan. Right? Kanchana sadrisha deha aruna vasana pulaka ashru kampa sveta tahate bhushan. That was Mahaprabhu's ornaments. As a sannyasi, he can't wear golden jewelry. He can't wear diamond and other things. What is Mahaprabhu's ornament? All the symptoms of ecstasy. Pulaka ashru kampa sveta. So naturally Mahaprabhu spent 18 years Ashtadarsha Varsha Kevala Nilachale Sthiti Apane Achale Jiveshi Kaila Bhakti. So he is spending 18 years in Jagannath Puri. So people may think, what is Bhakti? Oh, Bhakti means to cry. Bhakti means to jump and dance. Bhakti means to start shivering. Bhakti means to have faltering voice. That is Bhakti. Hey, how do you know? Hey, I have seen Mahaprabhu. I have heard about Mahaprabhu, I have read his pastimes, that's how it is. So anyone who can shiver, cry, shake, he is a bhakta. So that means so many Bollywood heroes and heroines become eligible. So Mahaprabhu had a fear that in future people may quote him only and start claiming to be devotees. They may think that is bhakti. But Mahaprabhu was demonstrating the highest state. Mahaprabhu was a product on the retail counter. You understand? A diamond on the retail counter. Javeri Brothers, Dukan. Right? Diamond, all cuts, shiny. That was Mahaprabhu. What this mantra can do in its highest state, see. But he knew that in future people may just take a glass piece and cut it and then start showing. So he had to demonstrate how to mine that diamond, from where to locate that diamond, how to identify that diamond, how to start polishing that diamond, how to cut it, polish it, make it shine. So that is sadhana bhakti. Who will demonstrate? Who will explain? Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami, Baba, you write Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Otherwise conditioned souls will jump straight to the 20th chapter. Right? Pulaka Ashru Kampa Sveda Tahati Bhushan. So you will have a group of people just wanting to cry and shiver and shake. Can you imagine that is our sadhana? If after Tulsi Arati, after prayers, then that is what you have to do for next 2 hours. Shiver, shake, cry. So Mahaprabhu said, no, Rupa Goswami will reveal the step by step process. So Rupa Goswami came to Vrindavan in 1514 or 1516, and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was written in 1555. You understand? 1555 or 45, after 30 years of stay. 30 साल के भजन के बाद भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु लिखा. So you can imagine that Rupa Goswami did not write Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in his youth. And he heard from Mahaprabhu in 1514 in Dashashwamedh Ghat. ऐसा नहीं कि बाद में notes भूल गए किधर यार मिल नहीं रहा अपने को. 30-40 साल के बाद लिखा what he heard from Mahaprabhu. So when you read Rupa Shiksha, Sanatan Shiksha, that is 1511 to 1514, in that period when Mahaprabhu was on his South India tour, that time he came to both Prayag and Varanasi. So Prayag, Varanasi, and then Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan also. So that was the time when they heard, but actually this was written 30-40 years later. Why it was written? For us, so that we can follow properly, so that we will not mistake anyone's assuring, you know, faltering voice and other things to be bhakti. And how you can reach that state by following sadhana properly. That's what I am going to be discussing in the Madhurya Kadambani. Step-by-step process. Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha. Because it is such a comprehensive book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that Vishwanatha Chakravartipada wrote a separate book as a commentary to that, as Madhuri Kadambani. Only the Navida Bhakti being explained. Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, and then when there is Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti. And then after there is Anartha Nivritti, so then there is Nishtha, but Anartha Nivritti consists of then Anishtita Bhajana Kriya. Anishtita Bhajana Kriya, then Nishtita Bhajana Kriya. That is what Naishtiki. Ashta Prayasha Bhadreshu Nitya Mahavasya Bhagavati Samashtope Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. So then Naishtiki Bhakti is also known as Nishtita Bhajana Kriya or Nishtha. Then Ruchi, then Asakti, then Bhav, then Prema. So Mahaprabhu only showed Prem, and that too Mahabhav. So if there is a whole group of people wondering how to do it Mahabhav, so they must know how to do it. So Mahabhav is not possible for anyone except Radharani, that level. So therefore, the documentation of all the processes of how you can achieve that was given by Mahaprabhu. So therefore, in that, Anya Vina Shita Punyam. So the word used is Asha, desire. So bhakti is all a matter of refining your desires. So depending on how, which
spectrum you go to, the desires will be defined. Like if the desires are impure, demoniac. If they are purified, you become impure. Shri Hiranyakashipu Uvacha Kalpante Kala Srishtena
Kalpante Kala Srishtena
Yodhyena Tamasa Vratam
Yodhyena Tamasa
Vratam Arubhyena Jagatpidam
Arubhyena Jagatpidam
Svajanya Jyoti Svarochisham
Svajanya Jyoti Svarochisham
Atmanatri Vrata Chetan
Atmanatri Vrata Chetan
Svayadiya Vati Lampati
Svayadiya
Vati Lampati Raya Sattva Tamodham So now Hiranyakashipu's prayers. So as soon as you know the motive, then immediately the value of the prayers goes up or down in the bhakti market, depending on the asha. Anya vilashita shunya. So because we know his heart is filled with desire, so his prayers have no value from bhakti point of view. Let me offer respectful obeisance to the Supreme Lord of the universe, and then each day of his life, the universe is fully covered with dense darkness, the effulgence of time, and then again during the next day, that's the effulgence of by his own effulgence, manifests, maintains and destroys the entire cosmic manifestation through the material energy which is invested in the three modes of nature. He, Lord Brahma, is the shelter of those modes of nature, Sattvagun, Rajogun and Tamogun. So, you see these prayers are all very similar to so many other prayers in Bhagavatam. Without telling who has spoken it, you won't be able to figure out. Kiska hai ye? Uchitrakim? Dhrumara? Nagpatni? कुछ भी पत्र है क्योंकि सामने जो आया है वो सब कुछ देने वाला है. सरपंच के पास गया है अपना जमीन का वो पास कराने के लिए. सरपंच को बोला आप ही प्रधानमंत्री हो, मेरे लिए आप प्रधानमंत्री हो, क्योंकि मेरे सबसे बड़ी विपत्ति है कि मेरा जमीन चला गया. आप जमीन दिला दो, आप मंत्री, महामंत्री, प्रधानमंत्री, मुख्यमंत्री जो भी आपको बना लो. सो इन ऑल दिस प्रेयर्स द ऑब्जेक्ट इज नॉट द पर्सन बीइंग प्रेड टू, द ऑब्जेक्ट इज सेल्फ. इसके द्वारा मुझे क्या मिले वो अपना फिक्स है, बाकी अपना पाने के लिए बाकी जो है मैं बोलू वो सब एडजस्ट कर लो, कोई बात नहीं. नमः आद्याय बीजाय,
नमः आद्याय बीजाय,
ज्ञान विज्ञान मूर्तये,
ज्ञान विज्ञान मूर्तये,
कानेन्द्रिय मनोबुद्धि,
कानेन्द्रिय मनोबुद्धि,
विकारे व्यक्ति नियुषे,
विकारे व्यक्ति नियुषे.
I offer my obeisances to the original personality of the universe, Lord Brahma, who is cognizant and who can apply his mind and realize intelligence in creating this cosmic manifestation. It is because of his activities that everything within the universe is visible. He is therefore the cause of all manifestations. मुख्येन प्रति
प्रयाणाम्
is a master and controller of all living entities, both moving and stationary, and will inspire their consciousness. You maintain the mind and acting by knowledge acquiring senses, and therefore you are the great controller of all the living entities, and you are the controller of all desires.
Tvam sattatam tvam vitanoshitam va,
tvam sattatam tvam vitanoshitam va,
taiya chaturbhotraka vidyaya cha,
taiya chaturbhotraka vidyaya cha,
tvameka atma avatam anadi,
tvameka atma avatam anadi,
ananta parat paryantaratma. So these are all details of what he is saying, and he is just, you know, Prabhupada is giving wonderful purports on the aspects of the prayers, but the motive is so selfish. He is saying all these things, but ultimately he wants to be the controller. Right?
Parts such as movement, seconds, minutes, and hours. Nonetheless, you are unchanged, resting in one place as a super soul, witness and supreme lord, the birthplace, all pervading controller, who is the cause of life for all humans.
विज्ञानास्ते तमवश्च
सर्वाणि
basically, he is wanting to be the controller and he is glorifying Brahma as the controller, the Atma, transcendental two modes and all these things, so that he gets those similar powers from Brahmaji. Vyaktam vibhosthulamidam shariram.
Vyaktam vibhosthulamidam shariram.
Yendriya pranamano gunam stham.
Yendriya pranamano gunam stham.
Bhukshesthitam dhamani dhamani paramishthye.
Bhukshesthitam dhamani paramishthye.
Avyaktam atma purusha purana.
Avyaktatma purusha purana.
Oh my lord, being changelessly situated in your own abode, you expand your universal form within this past manifestation, thus appearing to be taste the material world. You are the Brahman, the super soul, the oldest, the personality of Godhead.
Anantavyakta rupena,
Anantavyakta rupena,
Yenenam makhilam tatam,
Yenenam makhilam tatam,
Chitnachit shakti yuktaya,
Chitnachit shakti yuktaya,
Rasmai bhagavate namaha,
Rasmai bhagavate namaha.
Let me offer my respect for obeisance to our most supreme, who in his unlimited, unmanifested form has expanded the cosmic manifestation, the form of the totality of the universe. He possesses external and internal energy and a mixed energy called the marginal potency, which consists of all the energies.
Vyadidasasi abhumatam.
Vyadidasasi abhumatam.
Ramevaruttamah.
Ramevaruttamah.
Ojibhyastvadvisrishtebhyo.
Ojibhyastvadvisrishtebhyo.
Mrityurmabhumah prabhu.
Mrityurmabhumah prabhu.
Oh my lord, best of viewers of benediction, if you will kindly grant me benediction, I desire
please let me not meet death from any of the lineage of these great Balu.
So all he spoke so far was just like an intro. Now he's coming to the point. Okay. So sometimes someone starts glorifying you too much. And you also say, come here now. So he's coming to the point. Let me not meet death. I want to be immortal. Okay, but he is not very sure whether Brahmaji will really understand what is immortal. So he wants to put conditions himself. So he is using the full range of his intelligence to consider all possible scenarios by which someone can die and put all that as conditions. And thus prove that I can be in a position of immortality. So this pastime really reveals the fact Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityu dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. One who is born has to die, however intelligent they may be. Okay. So science, technology, other things are helping you to make this world more comfortable. They are helping you to make this world more comfortable. Prolong your life. So much of money is going into medical research. Prolong. But how long? You cannot. There is only one science which teaches you how to be immortal in the right way. Krishna consciousness. So even Brahmaji at that level, he understood that this guy is not able to get it. So now he is telling his conditions. Nantarbhai dimanattam yasmadapi chandri namam bhayam mrityum namam devati yasvirvasamadhyirvam sudasuramahorave apadipangatam yudhye yudhatyam chadehinam sarvesham lokapapanam
Grant me that I not meet death for any from any entity, living or non-living. Grant me further that I not be killed by any demigod or demon or by any great snake from the lower planets. Since no one can kill you in the battle field, you have no competitors. Therefore, grant me the benediction that I too may have no rival. Give me sole lordship over all the living entities and presiding deities, and give me all the glories obtained by that position. Furthermore, give me all the manishic powers attained by long austerities and the practice of yoga, for these cannot be lost at any time.
So, just imagine how much intelligence he has used to protect himself. All the different conditions. So if we are in this position and we don't know Narasimha Leela, can you imagine what plan we would make to kill this girl with all these conditions? You know, if you meet somebody who has never heard this pastime, you should put him all these conditions. Some Western person probably you can catch sometime. That, okay, here is a puzzle. There is a man who cannot be killed in day or night, up or down, weapons, animals, anyone created, this, and he has to be killed. How will you do it? So, the Lord appearing in this form of Narasimha Deva shows that I am more intelligent than the most intelligent person in this whole universe. Ustadi mat dikhao. Mere samne. Tum log sab natural ho. Kar means like, Eko Bhavunam Jo Vyad Kaman. 1/10,000 people come here. Anguja Grila Tam Sarvan Ichan Harivaishwara. Ram is telling Sugriva, Sugriva is shouting like anything. No, he will not allow Vibhishan to come. Why he will do like this? Ram said, Rapture. Do you know who he is? Do you know who I am? I am the Supreme Lord, simply with edge of my one thumb. I can crush everyone living. Ek aisa prakriti kuchh bhi nahi. So Supreme Lord, okay, take it. No problem. That is the Supreme Lord's power. But the ego is so powerful that a person starts thinking that I am great. That's how all relationships problems begin. So we should know we are dealing with the greatest enemy within. That ego is making this Hiranyakashipu think that he can be greater than Vishnu Tattva. A Jiva Tattva is thinking I am greater than Vishnu Tattva. It is the height of ridiculous thinking. Is it not? Agar kiti sojega main hathi banunga. So it's a joke. Cannot be accepted at all. So that is Hiranyakashipu's plan to become immortal. Now Hiranyakashipu terrorizes the universe. Srinivasa uvacha.
Srinivasa uvacha.
Evam tadeva shatadriti. Pradhan tattapasampi Hiranyakashipu atha
Hiranyakashipu atha
Pradhan tattapasampi to
Pradhan tattapasampi to
Pranthasya Gurdhavan
Pranthasya Gurdhavan.
Bola.
Narada may continue. Lord Brahma was very satisfied by Hiranyakashipu's austerities, which were difficult to perform. Therefore, when solicited for benedictions, he indeed granted them, although they were rarely to be achieved.
So, Hiranyakashipu actually got benedictions which are rarely achieved. So when you achieve something which is very difficult to achieve, you understand the value of that. So Hiranyakashipu attained this after great hard work. Okay? Therefore, Bhakti Yoga is totally different from all other yoga processes. Because you can bend the five elements by your efforts, but you can't bend the ego by your efforts. You just serve and please and pray to Krishna, and Krishna actually releases you from the jail of your false ego and allows you to come out. That's how it is different. Shri Brahma Vacha
Shri Brahma Vacha
Tat Ime Durvaha Pumsam
Tat Ime Durvaha Pumsam
Yan Vrnishe Parama
Yan Vrnishe Parama
Tata Vritaha Mangva
Tata Vritaha Mangva
Vramyat Dharitam Laha Brahma said, O Hiranya Kashipu, these directions for which there are difficult to obtain but most men nonetheless, O my son, I shall grant you them, although they are generally not available. So now, the leader of all the demigods is going to take a decision which is going to finish the life of the demigods. So you can imagine what the demigods must be discussing about Brahma. You understand? So you can never be popular if you are in the position of decision making. Because your decision will affect someone favorably and affect some other person unfavorably. So the system is made in such a way that if someone does this much of service, this kind of austerity, this kind of prayer, this, he has to get that. So here is the request passed. Agony. Although he has passed, but there is no restriction on the motivation. So therefore, to give power in the hands of ill-motivated person is a great risk. And that the whole world is going to see the effect of that. And sometimes situations are like that, even that great devotees are also helpless. So Brahmaji, being a great Vaishnava, is forced to give benedictions to Hiranyakashipu against his wish, because situation is like that. So therefore, one must overlook the circumstantial mistakes of devotees, understanding the severe limitations under which they are functioning. So in one sense, you can also say that who is responsible for all the killings in the entire universe? Who is responsible? We can say that. But because in our Sampradaya Acharya, we never say that. Because we know that it was part of a Leela where Hiranyakashipu was the one who used these. Right? But if a group of people didn't like Brahma, they could have got on Brahma's case. And they could have gone to Vishnu and pleaded, if Brahma ka is a benediction dene ka kala nikal do, bahut ho gaya inka. Right? So all the demigods, yeah.
Narsingh, when he comes, like, he tells Lord Brahma, what is your benediction as Brahma? He won't give.
Yeah, last one prayer, he says that. And in fact, even the other demigods tell him, you are the one who gives benediction, you go and pacify Narsingadev. Then Brahmaji looks around and sees Prahlad, hey, tell me that any case. So Brahmaji is responsible. Is it not? But the circumstances under which he became, you know, caught is also to be seen. So it's all like not a black and white thing. Many, many subtle shades are there in this entire pastime. So therefore, Brahmaji, who awards infallible benedictions, departed, being worshipped by the best of the demons, and being praised by great sages and saintly persons. Evam labdhava rudaityo vibhradhyamayam vabhu
vibhradhyamayam
vabhu So, his body became purified. Heart did not become purified. Right? Body became golden, not consciousness. Consciousness remains stupid. And he was still there because unless Krishna is pleased, we cannot become non-envious. There is only one power in the entire creation who can release us from the shackles of these inner thoughts. So therefore we should know that to become non-envious, to become loving, non-greedy, nishkama, without lust, that is like more difficult than making the body powerful and strong and golden. Sarvijitya Dishasarvam Lokam Chatri Mahasuram Devasura Manushendra
Indeed, that great demon conquered all the planets in the three worlds upon middle and lower,
including plants, the human beings, the Gandharvas, the Garudas, the great serpents, the Siddhas, Sarnas, the Vidyadharas, the great saints, the Yuvraj, the Manus, the Yakshas, the Rakshasas, the Pishachas, and the masters of the gods and Vidyas. He repeated the Vidyas of all the other planets where they are living entities and brought them under their control. Conquering the abodes of all, he seized their power and influence.
So we can see various aspects which a person does after getting power, right? So first thing he does is defeat others by conquering and brought under control. He seized their power and influence also. Okay. Now, after getting land, means control of the land and other things, what you do is, you have to create a place for you to stay. So Hiranyakashipu had access to the best houses to stay in the whole universe. So that is described now. Devadhyana Shriyatushtam Adhyasthe Smatra Krishtapam Mahindra Bhavanam Sakshat Nirmitam Vishwakarmana Raivakyalakshmi Ayatnam Adhyomayatskya Dhrumat.
Hiranyakashipu, who possessed all opulence, began residing in heaven with its famous Nandan Garden. Is enjoyed by the Gandharvas. In fact, he resided in the most opulent palace of Indra, the king of heaven. The palace had been directly constructed by the demigod architect, by the Vishwakarma, and was as beautifully made as if the goddess of fortune of the entire universe resided there.
So this shows that after you get land, then you build a house. This is what a person in this world is looking for. Do a job, earn money, buy land, build a house, which is not half as, you know, beautiful like this. He was living in the house of Indra directly. And you may ask, where Indra went? That is the position of Indra. Right? There is only one position which can never be disturbed. Servant. Apart from the position of being servant, every other position can be usurped, snatched, changed, disturbed. So therefore, safest position is? So even if you become Indra, but within the heart, you should always know that I am servant. So therefore, that is what Lakshman is demonstrating. What was Lakshman's position? Servant. Lord Ram. So when there is a position of servant, that can never be changed. That can never be removed. Because he is just serving. Or Hanumanji, as a servant of Lord Ram. So the Lord wants to demonstrate that the eternal relationship between the soul and Lord can never be touched or cut by any factor of time or anything in this material world. Yatra vidrana sopana
Mahamarakata
Bhuvah Yatra sphatika kudyani Vaidurya stambha pantaya Yatra chitra vidanani Padmaragasanani cha Ayahumena nibhashaya Bhaktaram parichada Pujadhirnu kurair devyaha
Yatayatna
Pitastatavam
that house is described. Samadhi?
The steps of King Indra's residence are made of coral. The floor was draped with invaluable pebbles. The walls were of crystal. The columns of Vajra stone. Wonderful canopies are beautifully decorated, and the seats are bedded with lilies. And the silk bedding, as white as foam, was decorated with pearls. The ladies of Taras, who were blessed with the beautiful teeth and the most wonderfully beautiful faces, walked here and there in the palace, their ankle bells tinkling melodiously, and saw their own beautiful reflections in the chains. The demigods, however, being very much oppressed, had to go down and offer obeisance at the feet of Hiranyakashipu, who chastised the demigods very severely and for no reason. Thus, Hiranyakashipu lived in the palace and severely ruled everyone.
So that was Hiranyakashipu's life. सब लोगों को बस पकड़ के लगा दिया वहाँ पे डेमीगॉड्स को पकड़ पकड़ के बेचारे दे हैड सम थॉट दैट वी आर आल्सो कंट्रोलर दिस दैट रेडी मेड वुड कैन हेल्प ही वुड रेगुलरली चेस्टाइज देम लाइक रावण हैड पुट मेनी डेमीगॉड्स इन द किचन टू कट वेजिटेबल इन लंका रामायण डिस्क्राइब्स सब बेचारे मजी करते थे ऐसा लोग मीटिंग में करते थे Because, you know, to be a cook is considered most menial amongst all. So, which are like every Indra Chandra Subhu, Madhya Katra. Hiranyakashipu also engaged them. Koi Varun hai, which are jhadu laga raha hai. Koi ye jara kapda dho raha hai. Koi ye kar raha hai. Sabko domestic servant bana diya. Hiranyakashipu. Very severely oppressed, had to go down and offer इच्छा नहीं उनको मन में गाली दे रहे थे कि घर में कोई वैसा देखता था ना कि मालूम है सर उठाएगा तो सर काट लेगा उस चेस्टाइज देने बाद very severely and for no reason हाँ बेचारा कोई लेके आया कोई ग्लास में वो जूस वूस लेके आया इरने में क्यों आओ चलाएगा फिर ग्लास पिएगा फिर हाउ डिफिकल्ट मतलब देवता बनकर भी कितना आपको परेशानी है देखो सो ऑल दिस इज इंडिकेटिंग देवता मत बनो बाईपास स्वर्ग गो टू गोलोक दैट इज द बेस्ट डेस्टिनेशन इवन इन डेमिगॉड लोक दिस फेलोस हैव टू सफर लाइक एनीथिंग हाँ इट वाज अ नैनी लेकिन लंबी आयु मिलती अरे लंबे समय तक झाड़ू मारता रहेगा वो हिरण्यकशिपु का अत्याचार चलता रहेगा तो क्या महिला को बोला अच्छा ठीक है बोलो की जाते कोई अच्छा है कि मन में कौन सा इच्छा कब पैदा हो जाए भरोसा नहीं तुम्हारी अप्सराओं का संगी नहीं किया हमने सीधा आश्रम में आ गए तो वो क्या होगा वो भी सुख क्या है चकना गया घर में तो भाई लीला सुख जी नहीं चलना है ठीक है सीधा जाओ तो ये सब पढ़ेंगे तो लगेगा कि हाँ बेचारे देवता है ना ये सब सुन के अच्छा लगता है कि अरे बेचारे वो भी परेशान है कंपैशन आता है इफ यू आर ओनली रीडिंग पास्ट टाइम्स वेयर दे आर एंजॉयिंग विद अप्सराज एंड दिस एंड दैट सो इन माइंड सम डिजायर मे कम मुझे लग रहा है एक बार देखते हुए जाना चाहिए सो इट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड व्हेन द गोलोक यान गोस It takes you through all the places. One last time the Vishnumta showed you everything. Keda kadachit kuchaka hai gaya to. Ede, ebede, 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 aisa dekhte hue nikal jaye. So beech mein kahi ichha hai, wahi bhatak dete ho. Next time. When? After another 1 million years, will come, pick you up from here. So you have to be very, very careful in what we desire. So all these pastimes help us purify our desires. And understand that, okay, here also they are suffering like anything. So therefore, we can never win the competition of being the controller. No controller within this world can become the supreme controller. So we can see the fight is going on between one controller and another controller.
So now it is described what Hiranyakashipu would do all day.
Tamandhanattam madhuro madhunorudam dhina
Tamandhanattam madhunorudam dhina
Vivrittatam rakshamashesha dhishnyapam
Vivrittatam rakshamashesha dhishnyapam
Upasatopayanapani bhirvina
Upasatopayanapani bhirvina
Trivistrako yoga paloja sampadam
Trivistrako yoga paloja sampadam.
Therefore, his coppery eyes were always rolling. Nonetheless, because he had powerfully executed great austerities in Nishtik Yoga, although he was abominable, all but the three principal demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu, personally worshipped him to please him by bringing him various presentations with their human hands.
So, Devo, some Devata will be Chaprasi Mandi. Everyone is coming and offering. Please take, please take. You know, in fact, I think there is a shloka where Narad Muni also is saying, that is the next one. So all these demigods also became the servants and wanting to please Hiranyakashipu. So now Narad Muni is telling about himself also.
Jagur Mahindra Saramoja Sastitam
Jagur Mahindra Saramoja Sastitam
Vishwamasas Tumbur Asmaradayah
Vishwamasas Tumbur Asmaradayah
Gandharva Siddha Rishayastuvan Muhur
Gandharva Siddha Rishayastuvan Muhur
Vidyadhara Chatsarasas Chavandava
Vidyadhara Chatsarasas
Chavandava. Descendant of Pandu, by means of his personal power, Hiranyakashipu, being situated on the throne of King Indra, controlled the inhabitants of all the other planets. The two Gandharvas, Vishwavasu and Tumburu, I myself and the Vidyadharas, Apsaras and Sages all offered prayers to him again and again just to glorify him.
So Narad Muni also had to succumb to this situation. So that is how the material world is made, that sometimes even great spiritual personalities have to submit to the ups and downs of the time factor. So the time factor was such that Hiranyakashipu was ruling. And Narad Muni also, he did this. So then naturally from a Krantikari point of view, one may think, hey, Narad Muni ko sir katwana chahiye tha. ये क्या किया उन्होंने?
झुक गए,
है कि नहीं? तो नारद मुनि ने क्रांति क्यों नहीं किया? ये तो क्या, ये तो बिल्कुल कायर बन गए, वीरता नहीं दिखाया, क्यों भाई? क्या चल रहा है? आजादी की लड़ाई क्यों नहीं लड़ी नारद मुनि ने? शहीद क्यों नहीं हो गए? Hiranyakashipu भी जय जय कर दिया, सही है कि गलत है? क्या भाई प्रसन्न प्रभु सभी बारे में सर सर
he preached to his Hiranyakashipu's wife and Prahlad was in India, so that is he was making for
वो तो preach तो पहले कर दिया था बाबा, लेकिन वो तो जिनको preach किया वो तो शांति से बैठे हैं घर पे, ये रह गए थे, ये तो गए थे घूमने के लिए, अभी लॉर्ड क्या कि सबको घुमा रहे हैं। तो he is only glorifying him, he is saying the two Gandharvas, Vishwavasu, Tumburu, myself and Vidyadhara, the sages all offered prayers to him again and again just to glorify him. That means नरपोक हो गए, कायर हो गए, है कि नहीं? Which is better, शहीद होना कि कायर होना? बोलो बोलो।
Last time.
बोलो भाई।
Last time
तबर नॉर्मल। वाह, कुछ past time में आपने बिल्कुल time pass कर दिया। हाँ? क्या भाई? प्रश्न क्यों थी प्रभु?
Waiting on the supreme.
Waiting.
even Sati can destroy Lord Daksha. She wants Virabhadra to come and kill.
So, many times the way great souls respond to situations may not be understood. It may be misunderstood. Because the great souls understand the will of the Lord. And sometimes they want the Lord's will to manifest at the right time. And therefore they do not want to take things in their own hand before time. So therefore, Tumburu, Narada, all these people are also glorifying Hiranyakashipu. As in 8th canto, Lord Vishnu personally tells demigods who come to him, demons have become very powerful by the blessings of Shukracharya. This is not the right thing. Let us compromise. Sandhi. And let us do Samudra Manthan. Right? So therefore, we should know that even though all powers may be there with you, still you cannot be more powerful than the time factor. If all the ingredients, everything is there, but fire is not there, what will you cook? Hidaliya. Rai, jeera, sab ready hai, sab kuch hai. Gas hi khali hai. Kya karo? Wait for the time. When the fire is right, then only all those plans will get cooked. Otherwise, putting all the plans into the pot before the right time is only useless expenditure of energy. Or a villager, एक घंटा हो गया, हो गया क्या, बन गया क्या, ready? हो रहा है, समझ नहीं रहा, क्यों नहीं हो रहा? आगे नहीं, समझ रहे कि नहीं? So therefore, the ultimate time factor or the will of the Lord will make all the plans successful. So Narada Muni wants the Lord to express his plan at a certain time. So therefore, the devotee's experiences and their reciprocations cannot be subjected to mundane inferences. Right? So one cannot interpret Narada Muni's behavior as being covered eyes. Okay. You understand? So, this was his whole idea. That's why if Anna Hazare was there, he would have stopped it. Because this was proper universal bhrashtachar going on. Jidhar jidhar jo tax bharne ka hai, wo sab nahi. Sab idhar lao. 3000 crore WHO ne sanction kar diya. Are wah, kya baat hai? Health program ho gaya? Kya ho gaya? किसका अपना कहीं तो कुछ दिखाई नहीं. So it didn't reach where it should reach. That's corruption. So this is the example of corruption. Akrishtapachya tasyasi
Saptabhipavadimahi
Thakamadugatavoha
Thakamadugatavoha
Nanascharipadannabha
As if in fear of Hiranyakashipu. earth, which consists of seven islands, delivered food and grains without being ploughed. Thus it resembled cows like the Surabhi of the spiritual world or the Kama Dubha of heaven. The earth yielded sufficient food grains, the cows supplied abundant milk, and outer space was beautifully decorated with wonderful phenomena.
So, you can just see now. Can you imagine getting grains without ploughing? Agriculture department ko excessive aa jayega. Agar aisa kuch ho gaya system. Thus it resembled cows like the Surabhi of the spiritual world. Earth yielded sufficient food grains. Cows supplied abundant milk. Outer space was beautifully decorated. Wow! Hiranyakashipu Raj appears to be like Ram Raj. Everything has been provided. Even in Duryodhana's kingdom, everything was there. But that's not the main point. So many of the material principles may be perfect, but the spiritual things are not there. It is considered a demoniac society. So if you go to the West, many things you will find everything looking very nice, perfect. This, that. But because the culture is demoniac, people are dissatisfied. So demoniac society and divine society differences. Divine society may be austere for the body, but it is satisfying for the mind. Demoniac society is satisfying and very, very comfortable for the body, dissatisfying, austere and anxiety-ridden for the mind. So you find that in spite of all technology, all progress, everything, people are in anxiety. Ratnakarascha Ratnavagams
By the flowing of their waves at the various oceans of the universe, along with their tributaries, the rivers, which are compared to their bodies, supplied all various kinds of gems and jewels for the Hiranyakashipu species. The oceans were the oceans of salt water, sugarcane juice, wine, clarified butter, milk, yogurt, and sweet water.
So, Hiranyakashipu was getting unlimited jewels from all these places. He didn't have to go to a jeweler's shop to buy. He was just getting unlimited jewels. शैलाद्रोदिरक्रीडन्
सर्वदशगुणान्द्रुमान्
So, he didn't want any of the demigods to help him. So you look at Indra and tell him, pour water now. And Indra will pour. You look at the sun and say, shh, for a come. And then sun would reduce temperature somewhere. Or, you know, he would do as per his order. All the three big top guys, they are fully under his control. Okay. He became so powerful that he alone took charge of everything without assistance from the demigods. So that shows that there is some logic in combined working. That's why the Lord has created 33 crore demigods. Otherwise he could have created one guy like Hiranyakashipu himself and given him all charge. Right? So the delegation is an aspect of the creation created by the Lord himself. Otherwise why couldn't Lord create one Brahma or give one fellow who is empowered by Lord to handle all department and everything? No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Jiva is after all Jiva. Therefore, even a person of the level of Hiranyakashipu tried to be the supreme controller, but he got so stressed out that he lost his cool. So that shows that you may be able to handle responsibilities beyond your capacity, but that will result in stress overwhelming you beyond your capacity. And you will react to that stress. And that's what Hiranyakashipu was doing when he was responding to Prahlad. So text number 19 is very important. So we will read the translation and the purport also of this. We've got a beautiful purport wrote up.
Saitham Yajitakaku
Yevaran
Vishayam Priyam
Thopadivasam
Bhundam Nautrapyat
Ajitendriya.
Okay, repeat this shloka 2-3 times, because this is, you can include in your verses. Verses in this, it is there? Aapka verse memorization hai wala verse hai ke?
It will come to know after that. But recitation we are doing Prahlad Maharaj prayers.
Oh, only that, okay. But this you try to memorize now. You repeat this 5 times. And then after you repeat 5 times, then you read the purport. Because this particular verse captures all the previous verses done so far. What is the effect of all that? So if you note this one verse, all the other things are details. What he did with this demigod, this, that is all detail. This is the crux. Okay? Start. Materialists may go on increasing their enjoyment as far as they can imagine,
Because people are servants of the senses, they cannot be satisfied. You understand? So therefore, sense gratification is equal to misery or dissatisfaction. Which shloka in Gita says it? This is exactly the similar kind of the idea with more details of Hiranyakashipu actually being demonstrated.
So Nirjita Kaku means all directions he conquered.
Ekarat Vishayan Priyan, he had control, he had access to sense objects unlimitedly.
Yathopajosham Bhunjano. So sometimes we feel,
I am not happy because I don't have sufficient control. Or I may think I am not satisfied because I don't have sufficient sense objects. And you give as much as you can. Yathopajosham Bhunjano na atrapyat. Satisfaction was not there. Why? Aditendriya. Sense is not controlled.
Okay, go ahead.
Evam Aishwarya Mantasya
Dhritasyochastravartinah
Mahayomahanyatiyaya
Brahmashapam upeyusha.
Hiranyakashipu thus passed a long time being very much proud of his opulences and transgressing the laws and regulations mentioned in the authoritative Shastras. He was therefore subjected to a curse by the four Kumaras who were great Brahmanas.
So therefore, it is not that only Prahlad Maharaj was responsible. Who was also responsible? Okay, so Prabhupada. So which is this curse being talked about? So you please check on that and come. Was it a separate curse which they gave when he was Hiranyakashipu? Or this is referring to the same curse of Jayavijaya? I just want you to confirm that. Somebody should see it. Tell me tomorrow. When you say Brahma Shapam Upayusha, he was therefore, because Hiranyakashipu passed a long time being very much proud, transgressing mention of authority, he was therefore subjected to a curse.
Kashyapa said that they will not be cursed by Brahmanas. Lord comes and kills
them. Right. Diti was very much fearful that they should not be subjected to Brahma Shapam. Kalo Mahan Vati Vati Yaya Brahma Shapam Upeksha. This is a very interesting verse to be explored. As long as one transgresses the laws of Shastra, he immediately enters upon the path of destruction.
Everyone, including the rulers of various lands, was extremely distressed because of severe punishment inflicted upon them by Hiranyakashipu. Fearful and disturbed, unable to find any other shelter, they at last surrendered to Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu.
Okay. So, all were unable to find any shelter because all were the demigods. And demigods are the ones of whom everyone takes shelter. And they are also without shelter, what will happen? So, they take shelter of Lord Vishnu. So, now they are praying to Lord Vishnu out of great fear. So, these prayers are also not pure prayers, because they are prayers asking for protection of their body. It is not asking for pure devotional service. But as it is said, akama, moksha kama, ivrena,
Jeta? That is also allowed. Sarvakama can still approach the Lord. Tasyai namastu kashthaya.
Tasyai namastu kashthaya.
Tasmai namastu kashthaya.
Tasmai namastu kashthaya.
Yatma hari vishvara.
Yatma hari vishvara.
Yatratva nivartante.
Yatratva nivartante.
Kantaha sanyasino amalaha.
Kantaha sanyasino amalaha.
Ide sanyavata atmana.
Ide sanyavata atmana.
Samahita dhiyo malaha.
Samahita dhiyo malaha.
Rishikesham Indravalu Bhojana
Indravalu Bhojana.
Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto that direction where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated, where those purified souls in the renowned soil of life, the great saintly persons go, and from which, having gone, they never return. Without sleep, fully controlling their minds and living only on their breath, the predominating deities of the various planets began worshipping Rishikesha in this meditation.
Kone? Hello? Haribo? Hello?
So very important point that Hiranyakashipu's influence affected every place and everyone except Dham. Holy dhams could not be touched by demoniac influence. That is the way to remain insulated. As they say, antiseptic, inoculated. There is a process called inoculation, vaccination. You take that so that the disease does not touch you. So similarly, Dham means where Krishna is present. So we have to endeavor to make our heart Dham. So even if we are surrounded by demonic influence, we will not be affected. Teja mavira bhutvani.
Teja mavira bhutvani.
Arupa meva nishvara.
Arupa meva nishvara.
Sannadayanti kakubhaan.
Sannadayanti kakubhaan.
Sadhunam abhayankari.
Sadhunam abhayankari.
Then there appeared before them a practice of some vibration, emanating from personality not visible to the human eyes. The voice was as grave as the sound of a cloud, and it was very
so now Lord Vishnu is actually speaking to them in the form of sound vibration. Mahavishnu Buddha Shrestha
Sarvesham
Bhadramastuva
Mattarsanam
Hi Bhutana Sarvashayogapattaye Yadametasya Tauratmyam Daiteyapasadrasya Tascha Shantim Karishyami
Tascha Shantim Karishyami
Arundhavapratikshata
Arundhavapratikshata.
So my voice, the Lord, vibrated as follows. O best of the learned persons, do not fear. I wish all good fortune to you. Become my devotees by hearing and chanting about me and offering me prayers. For these are certainly meant to award benedictions to all living entities. I know all about the activities of Hiranyakashipu and shall surely stop them very soon.
Please
wait patiently
until
that time.
Now there is a... Okay, it's a very important point. Become my devotees by hearing and chanting about me and offering me prayers. These are certainly meant to award benedictions to all living entities. Okay, Vibhuta Shrestham Sarvesham Bhadramastuva Maddarshanam Vibhutanam Sarvashreyo Patte. So, Maddarshanam. Maddarshanam is, see the word to word of Maddarshanam by Prabhupada.
The seeing of me.
Or?
Offering prayers.
Hearing me, that means Shravanam, Kirtanam, Darshanam, everything. Darshan means hearing Darshan Shastras. Shastras are called Darshan, they reveal the Lord. Chanting of mantra is called Darshan, it reveals the Lord. So what is special about this? Sarva Shreya Upapattaye, all good fortune will come. All good fortune will come by discussing Harikatha, by discussing Harinam, and by seeing the Lord. This is the most important secret being revealed by Lord Himself. That's how Bhakti Yogis are different. A Karma Yogi will put all his effort only in working. Whereas a Bhakti Yogi, he may just simply sit and study and Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita or Gita or whatever. But because there is power within those particular pastimes, that power translates even the insignificant effort made by this devotee into reality. So therefore, the devotee becomes dependent on the Lord's power, not on his own power. So it's very important to take shelter of this. And therefore, in ISKCON temples, the seva doesn't begin at 5 o'clock. What begins is Mangalarti. Darshanam. Simultaneously all three darshans get opened. Darshan, seeing, hearing kirtan and singing kirtan. So having dedicated yourself for 2-3 hours for the process of receiving the Lord's benedictions, then empowered with that, we start our service. With understanding that whatever I am doing is simply as an instrument in your hand.
ేఘనిష్నాయంతి
సాధూనాభయంకరిషు
When one is envious of the demigods who represent the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of the Vedas which give all knowledge, of the cows, Brahmanas, Vaishnavas and religious principles, and ultimately of me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he and his civilization will be vanquished without delay.
So this is the powerful shloka that one, when one is envious of the demigods, of the cows, Brahmanas, Vaishnavas and Dharma and Krishna, he and his civilization will be vanquished without
delay.
And we can see that happening in American civilization. Because it's a cow-killing civilization, gradually things are falling apart. Nobody has any clue what they are doing. Nobody has any clue how to revive it. It's gone beyond control. It is just a matter of time that everything will break apart. Right? And the funny thing is, Prabhupada predicted it in the 70s. When things are still in the upward swing. But Prabhupada predicted all of that right when he was there. It's just a matter of time. And we can see right from the first time I started going, and now I can see difference in the society there. Nowadays I see beggars. American, Vitalik. But their style of being different. They'll put one card and place it and sit there. And homeless. Some play music, this, that, whatever. But aisa, sabke peeche pakad pakad ke wo style udhar allowed nahi, wo jail mein daal dega. Tum khade reh ke kuch bhi karte raho. But lot of people, homeless, beggars on the streets, you will find that. So therefore, this is a society
which is Love God.
Nirvairaya Prashantaya,
Nirvairaya Prashantaya,
Swarasudaya Mahatmane,
Swarasudaya Mahatmane,
Vairaya Yadadruhye,
Vairaya Yadadruhye,
Harishye Vibhavarjitam,
Harishye Vibhavarjitam.
When Hiranyakashipu teaches the great devotee Prahlada, his own son, who is peaceful and sober and who has no enemy, I shall kill Hiranyakashipu immediately, despite the benedictions of the Brahma.
Understand? This is how the fall happens. Therefore, one should never tease a devotee. And you should not tease each other. Who is peaceful, sober, has no enemy, I shall kill Hiranyakashipu immediately, despite the benediction. Harishyepi varavujitam. Varavujitam. All these varas will be of no use because he will be offended.
Srinara Vacha.
Srinara Vacha.
Chittanavata Guruna.
Chittanavata Guruna.
Ananyati Vokasama.
Ananyati Vokasama.
Yavatanta Vakodvega.
Yavatanta Vakodvega.
Nirechasuram Hatam.
Nirechasuram Hatam.
The great Saint Narad Muni continued. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master of everyone, thus reassured all the demigods living in the heavenly planets. They offered their respectful obeisances unto him and returned, confident that the demon Hiranyakashipu was now practically dead.
So this was the power of Lord's sound vibration. So therefore, Lord is called Satya Sankalpa, and great souls are also called Satya Sankalpa. Means whatever they speak becomes true. So Prabhupada looked at the scheme of Shimar and Prabhupada said, there should be a temple here. And Prabhupada's words came true and we have now Chopari temple. In 1970s, Prabhupada wrote a letter to Giriraj Swami. We should have a place for preaching to the Western people between Virar and Talasiri. It's there in Giriraj Swami's letters. So now both forms have come. Vada and Talasya. You understand? So these are all desires of the great souls. I was telling during the opening of GV, in front of all the counselors, that whatever has happened here is because of the dream of Maharaj. Right? But I said that Maharaj's dreams sometimes gives us nightmares. Because to make that dream come true, it becomes sometimes very difficult. So if you read in the 10th canto, Brahmaji's prayer section, Chandrika Vishudas Merai Sa Aruna Apanga Vikshitai Svakarthanam Ivaraja Sattvabhyam Srishti Palakam. Take out that shloka. Chandrika Vishudas Merai Sa Aruna Apanga Vikshitai. So it is described that by the Lord's glance, Chandrika, the verse begins with Chandrika, 10.13.50 something. So Krishna's smile is such, and Krishna's glance is such, that Krishna's glance creates desires in the heart of the devotee. And Krishna's smile reassures the struggling devotee. So Krishna's glance creates desires and his smile maintains those desires. So red refers to creation and white refers to maintenance. Sa aruna apanga. So his eyes are red. So desires are by the glance of the Lord falls upon.
Here?
Read the translation per word.
Those Vishnu forms, by their pure smiling which resembled the increasing light of the moon, and by the sidelong glances of their reddish eyes, created and protected the desires of their own devotees, as if by the modes of passion and goodness.
So it is the Lord's glance and smile which creates and protects our desires to serve. Therefore it is very important to keep coming in front of Lord's deity form. Otherwise you will start thinking that I am the one creating the desires, I am the one maintaining those desires. The Lord's glance and his smile creates, Lord's glance creates, smile protects. Read the purport.
Those Vishnu forms.
So listen to the purport carefully. Yeah.
Bless the devotees with their clear glances and smiles, which resemble the increasingly full light of the moon. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitarana. As maintainers, they glanced upon their devotees, embracing them and protecting them by smiling. Their smiles resembled the mode of goodness, protecting all the desires of their devotees, and the glancing of their eyes resembled the mode of passion. Actually, in this verse, the word Radha means not passion but affection. In the material world, Rajoguna is passion, but in the spiritual world, it is affection. In the material world, affection is contaminated by Rajoguna and Tamoguna, but in the Shuddha Sattva, the affection that maintains the devotees is transcendental. The word Svakartham refers to great desires. As mentioned in this verse, the glance of Lord Vishnu creates the desires of the devotees. A pure devotee, however, has no desires. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami comments that because the desires of devotees whose attention is fixed on Krishna have already been fulfilled, the Lord's sidelong glances create variegated desires in relation to Krishna and devotional service. In the material world, desire is a product of Rajoguna and Tamoguna, but desire in the spiritual world gives rise to a variety of everlasting transcendental service. Thus the word Svakarthanam refers to eagerness to serve Krishna. In Vrindavan, there is a place where there was no temple, but a devotee desired, let there be a temple and seva, devotional service. Therefore, what was once an empty corner has now become a place of pilgrimage. Such are the desires of a devotee.
Such are the desires of the devotee. Yeah, Prabhupada is just about to leave his body in a few shlokas. He's literally writing, such are the desires. What was once an empty corner has now become
place of pilgrimage.
Devotee desire, let there be a temple, and let there be a seva. You know, so when we were doing this before the construction of this place, 2011 construction began. So 2010 we had a camp, and in that we had taken this culture of respect seminar, and in that when we had printed the brochure, I had printed this shloka and this translation. You remember?
We were there.
Yeah. So here we had, that time this was not ready. There only we had, yeah. So that we had given this shloka only. So therefore, we should know that the way things manifest in the material world is through Rajoguna. But the way things manifest in spiritual life is also Raja. But what Prabhupada says is the meaning of Raja. Affection of the Lord for the devotee. Affection of the spiritual master and Vaishnavas for the devotee and their blessings.
that manifests things. Sukarthanam is the desires. Iva Rajan. So appears that those desires are being created, like Rajavu. The desires are created because of affection. Saraswati Thakur had a desire. And he had an affection for Prabhupada. And Prabhupada had an affection for Saraswati Thakur. So then ISKCON manifested. So without the spiritual Shakti, nothing will manifest in spiritual horizon. It is not by your planning and your scheming and your all your detailed, you know, working the way you work in the outside world. It's totally different. The way things manifest in the spiritual world is totally different. So you cannot really apply the same principles here. Because the way Prabhupada established ISKCON, no multinational company would set up an international business like that. No CEO would go with a kartal and sit under a tree and say, I want to start a, you know, software, international software business to compete with Microsoft. No. He'll have all the money, investment, this, then all the resources will be there, then he'll go. But spiritual things work opposite. You have no resources, you only have desire. So you keep chanting, keep praying, gradually resources will come. So as resources come, your plans will fructify into reality. And that is how Krishna keeps it, because that is how you will remain dependent on him. If he gives surplus, then the whole concept of dependence on Lord will go away. You will also become a multinational company. Therefore Saraswati Thakur used to say, distribute more books and remain in debt, so that you are always in a helpless and dependent mood. And that's what Hanumanji's reply, Sita Devi's reply to Hanumanji, you are telling me jump on my back, I will take you back. But if I cross ocean just by sitting on your back, in future when people are in difficulty, they will think, let's take the easy way out. Let's take a shortcut. Let's use my intelligence. Let me use some idea. But my Lord has descended to demonstrate that ideas don't work. Ideas may work up till a certain stage. After that, only helpless prayer and dependence works. So how will I demonstrate that? If I just jump on you. So therefore, this is Bhakti Yoga. And Bhakti Yoga works in very mysterious ways. Okay. So therefore, Nyavartanta Katotvega Menirecha Asuram Hatam. When the Supreme Personality of God, the spiritual master of everyone, reassured all the demigods, they offered the respectful obeisances unto him and returned, confident that the demon Hiranyakashipu was now practically dead. Okay. It requires a lot of faith, because the current situation in which the demigods were was of total devastation, destitution, poverty and failure. It is easy to put success, it is easy to put faith on a master when there is success around. But when things start falling apart, to continue to put faith is most difficult. So the Lord is speaking, but the demigods are not thinking, "Arey, kya bol raha hai yaar? Hiranyakashipu abhi bhi hum log ko jharu lagwa raha hai. Kya chal raha hai? What is going on?" So the situation in which the Lord is speaking is when the demigods are in total distress. When one is in distress, one becomes so frustrated he loses all hope on anyone. So continue to have hope in the Lord, in spite of personal inconvenience and distress, that is called Ashabandha. Or to have faith in the Lord's ability to reciprocate.
So therefore, just by the word of the Lord, they are confident. Menire gata udvega, all anxieties were gone. And menire, simply consider, iti uktaha, simply by words, uktaha. Lord did not do any personal chamatkar at that time to show that something is happening. He didn't show like a movie that just see the future. When I say prakatam, you go. Then the demigods say, okay. Then we can have to it. It is only word versus word. So that is the power of faith. And therefore, if there is faith, things can happen. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Agyascha Ashraddha Dhanascha Sanchayatma
Virashyati.
That was the advantage of demigods. They had faith in the words of Lord Vishnu. Although there was nothing, no evidence at that time that things are going to improve. So they didn't go on a slander campaign against the Lord. They did not blame the Lord or anyone else for their current situation. So that requires a tremendous amount of maturity and spiritual advancement, because normally it's very difficult for us to tolerate things to this extent. Iti upta loka guruna tam pranamya divaupasa nyavartanta gatotvega. Yes, okay. Lord has said, Menri, cha asuram hata. At that point there was no evidence or no plan revealed of how Hiranyakashipu is going to be killed. All Lord said was, when he does aparadha against Prahlada, Nirvayaraya Prashantaya Saraswataya Mahatmane Prahlada Yada Gruhyam Hanishyepi Varorjitam. So therefore, the amount of faith we have very much determines the state of our enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness. And that's why spiritual life is so difficult, because you have to spend years and years simply putting faith in the words of the Acharyas, of Srila Prabhupada, of our gurus, of our God brothers, and only that faith will keep you going. And if that faith is weak, one becomes hopeless. The difference between hopefulness and hopelessness is faith or faithlessness. Faith gives hope. Faithlessness makes you hopeless. One who is faithless will become hopeless. One who has faith will get hope.
तस्य नैत्यपते पुत्राः चत्वारपरमद्भुतानां महांस्तेषां
So now, Lord will describe, Narad Muni is going to describe details about Prahlad. So first, he is describing about Prahlad was a reservoir of transcendental qualities because he was devotee of the Lord. So when we become devotees, people expect us to have spiritual qualities. And they will put their faith in Krishna. That's like a person goes to hospital by seeing the discharged patient. Right? Even after 6 months, the discharged patient is coming. Brother bhai will say, kya ho yaar? 6 months, dawai gaya, kuch hua kya?
Bahut kuch hua. Kya hua? Khasi badh gaya. Kyun bhi jao?
Kaun jayega? So therefore, How we get affected is seen in this. That is what is described here. Brahmanya
Jiva Sampanna.
Brahmanya Jiva Sampanna.
Satya Sambhavati Dendriyaha.
Satya Sambhavati Dendriyaha.
Atmavatsara Bhutana.
Atmavatsara Bhutana.
Ekapriya Suruttaha.
Ekapriya Suruttaha.
Dasavatsamayatamri.
Dasavatsamayatamri.
Vitradhiyavatsalaha.
Vitradhiyavatsalaha.
Dhatavatsadvishesnikdho.
Dhatavatsadvishesnikdho.
Gurujokishvara Bhavanaha.
Gurujokishvara Bhavanaha.
Dhatavatamadbho. Yes.
The qualities of Maharaj Prahla, the son of Hiranyakashipu, are described here. He was completely cultured as a qualified Brahmana, having very good character and being determined to understand the absolute truth. He had full control of his senses and mind. Like a super soul, he was kind to every living entity and was the best friend of everyone. To respectable persons, he acted exactly like a menial servant. To the poor, he was like a father. To his equals, he was attached like a sympathetic brother. And he considered his teachers, spiritual masters, and older godfathers to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was completely free from unnatural pride that might have arisen from his good education, riches, beauty, aristocracy, and so on.
What a list of qualities. So Prabhupada is explaining the purport. These are some qualifications of a Vaishnava. And therefore, a Vaishnava is well wished of everyone. Six Goswamis are described. Here and here and here. So Goswamis were dear to both? Gentle and reverent. So Prabhupada says, Sarva Sandhaya Sangraham Simha. What is Simha Skanda? Sarva Sandhaya Sangraham. In the fourth canto, what do you call that? Vrudra Gitam, this verse comes. So that Prabhupada says, one of the aspects of Krishna's beauty is he wants to see his devotees more powerful than you. So this particular quality that you want to see others more powerful and more opulent and more advanced than you makes you beautiful. So non-envy makes one beautiful in character. Envy is the greatest dhabba or daad in one's character. Sarva Sandhaya Sangraham. And what is the example of this? Prabhupada says, when Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, Krishna killed the ruffians. When the Goswamis came to Vrindavan, they engaged ruffians like Akbar in building temples. They became popular with all the ruffians. Right? So, Krishna made his devotees do what he himself could not do. And he didn't feel insecure because of that. He actually felt great pleasure in doing it. That is aspect of beauty.
No vrikna chitta vyasanesu nispraha.
No vrikna chitta vyasanesu nispraha.
Shute vrishtreshu gunesha vastudrik.
Shute vrishtreshu gunesha vastudrik.
Nandendriya prana sharira dhisana.
Nandendriya prana sharira dhisana.
Prashanta kamo rahita surasura.
Prashanta kamo rahita surasura.
Although Prahlad Maharaj was born in a family of asuras, he himself was not an asura, but the great devotee of Prabhupada. Unlike other asuras, he was never envious of Vaishnavas. He was not agitated when put into danger. He was neither directly or nor indirectly interested in the fruitive activities described in the Veda. Indeed, he considered everything material to be useless, and therefore he was completely devoid of material desires. He always controlled his senses and life here, and being of a steady intelligence and determination, he subdued all his desires.
Yasmin Mahaguravaradhan
Yasmin Mahaguravaradhan
Yayante Kavidhimuhu
Yayante Kavidhimuhu
Vati Adhana Pidhyante
Yayante Kavidhimuhu
Yaya Bhagavati Shvare
Yaya Bhagavati Shvare.
King Prahlad Maharaj's good qualities are still glorified by learned saints and Vaishnavas. As all good qualities are always found existing in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they also exist forever his devotee Prahlad Maharaj.
So therefore all the qualities are now described. Yam
sadurata sadasi.
Yam sadurata sadasi.
Yadavopi
suranurba. Yadavopi suranurba.
Yatimanam prakurvanti.
Yatimanam prakurvanti.
Kudanya bhavadrusha.
Kudanya bhavadrusha.
In any assembly where there are discourses about saints and devotees, O King Yudhishthira, even the enemies of the demons, namely the demigods, what to speak of you, would cite Prahlad Maharaj as an example of a great devotee.
Gunayaram sankhele,
Gunayaram sankhele,
Mahatmyam tasya shuchyate,
Mahatmyam tasya
shuchyate, Vasudeve
bhagavati, Vasudeve
bhagavati, Yasya naisarvi kirati,
Yasya naisarvi kirati.
Who could list the individual transcendental qualities of Prahlad Maharaj? He had unflinching faith to Vasudeva, Lord Krishna, Vasudeva, Vasudeva, and unalloyed devotion to him. His attachment to Lord Krishna was natural because of his previous devotional service. All those good qualities cannot be enumerated. They prove that he was a great soul.
Nyasta kriya kovalo,
Nyasta kriya kovalo,
Jagatanmanastaya,
Jagatanmanastaya,
Krishna graha grihitatma,
Krishna graha grihitatma,
Nareva jagadidrisham,
Nareva jagadidrisham.
From the very beginning of his childhood, Prahlad Maharaj was uninterested in childish playthings. Indeed, he gave them up altogether and remained silent and dull. He fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Since his mind was always affected by Krishna consciousness, he could not understand how the world goes on being fully absorbed in the activities of his dedication.
Asinapayatan Ashnan.
Asinapayatan Ashnan.
Shayana Pratibandhuvan.
Shayana Pratibandhuvan.
Namasangata Etani.
Namasangata Etani.
Govinda Parivandita.
Govinda Parivandita.
Prahlad Maharaj was always absorbed in thought of Krishna. Thus, being always embraced by the Lord, he did not know how his body necessities, such as sitting, walking, eating, lying down, drinking, talking, were being automatically performed.
Okay, so Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport. Just like a child is satisfied in the lap of mother and all the needs of the child are taken care by mother, Prahlad Maharaj was being cared for by Govinda. Govinda cared for Prahlad Maharaj, absorbed in thoughts of Govinda. Okay. Kvachitruvati
Vaikuntha
Chinta Shabala Jetana
Kvachit
Hansati Tachinta
Arugrahati
Kvachit.
Because of advancement in Krishna consciousness, he sometimes cried, sometimes laughed, sometimes expressed jubilation, and sometimes sang loudly.
Nadati kvachit utkantho,
Nadati kvachit utkantho,
Vajjo nittati kvachit,
Vajjo nittati
kvachit, Kvachit bhavana yuktas,
Kvachit bhavana yuktas,
Tanmayo anuchakarja,
Tanmayo anuchakarja.
Sometimes upon seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prahlad Maharaj would loudly call in full anxiety. He sometimes lost his shyness in jubilation and began dancing in ecstasy. And sometimes, being fully absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna, he felt oneness and imitated the pastimes of the Lord.
So, these are all symptoms of transcendental jubilation and ecstasy being described. Prahlad was on that platform. He was not an ordinary person. Kvachit utpula kastushnim,
aste
samsparsha nirvratam,
aspanda
pranayananda,
sarivam
milidekshana.
Sometimes, feeling the touch of the Lord's lotus hands, he became spiritually jubilant and remained silent. His hair standing on end and tears gliding down from his half-closed eyes because of his love for the Lord.
Sabuttana shloka padarvindayoho
Sabuttana shloka padarvindayoho
Vrakinchana sangadadhyaya
Vrakinchana sangadadhyaya
Tanman paramir vrtamatma namoho
Tanman paramir vrtamatma namoho
Dusangadinasya manas samangyada
Dusangadinasya manas samangyada.
By seeing his bodily features, when he was in perfect ecstasy,
person is very poor in spiritual understanding, became purified. In other words, Lord Maharaj bestowed upon them consciousness of bliss.
So therefore, Prabhupada mentions this point that this character of Prahlad shows ahaituki, that bhakti can never be disturbed in any circumstances, there cannot be any interruption. Although Hiranyakashipu gave so many chastisements, Prahlad was never affected. Prahlad influenced these friends and cleansed their minds. A devotee is never contaminated by material condition. Okay, so he is not affected, but persons subject to material condition, they can become advanced and blissful upon seeing the behavior of the pure devotee. That's the main point. By seeing his bodily features, persons became purified. Understand? Just by seeing pure devotees, you become purified. So there is a certain power in that, which cannot be imitated.
तस्मिन् महाभारते
महाभावे
महात्मनि
हिरण्यकशिपु
राजन्
ततरोटकमात्मजे
despite his elevated position, began to tease the devotee, he begins to fall down. Results of austerities dwindle. Many times we do that in devotee circle. So the result of your austerities will dwindle. So you have to be very careful how you deal with each other. So actually Yudhishthira Maharaj wants to know that, and therefore even someone on the platform of Yudhishthira Maharaj has to inquire. Without inquiring from a devotee you cannot understand things. Okay, so Subrata means good vow, nothing to do with material world. Yudhishthira Maharaj was right in wanting to learn further about Prahlad Maharaj from Narada Muni. Therefore, when you want to know something in detail about Krishna or Krishna's devotees and pastimes, you have to go through devotees. Therefore, in this Vidyapitam, there is not just book, but devotees come and explain. So you get the right perspective and understanding along with that. Putrāni pratikūlān svān
Putrāni pratikūlān svān
Itarā putra-vatsarān
Itarā putra-vatsarān
Mālabhanda shikṣātham
Mālabhanda shikṣātham
Nayvādham aparoyatām
Nayvādham aparoyatām.
A father and mother are always affectionate to their children. When children are disobedient, the parents chastise them, not due to enmity, but only for the child's instruction and welfare. How did Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad Maharaj, chastise such a noble son? This is what I am eager to
know.
Father inquired, how was it possible for the father to be so violent towards an exalted son who was obedient, well behaved, and respectful to his father? O Brahmana, O Master, I have never thought of such contradiction as an affectionate father's punishing his noble son with the intention of killing him. Kindly dissipate our doubts in this regard.
So naturally, father will chastise when the son is like a lamanga, having described whole list of good qualities.
So naturally question will arise, अरे इतना सुशील प्रशांत बेटा है तो क्यों मारना उसको, वो भी ऐसा नहीं कि दो चार झापड़ लगा दिए हाथी के नीचे, आग के अंदर, सांप के बीच में, ये सब. So naturally very curious Yudhishthira Maharaj is in asking this question. So then the answer we will discuss tomorrow. In chapter 5, Prahlad Maharaj, the same place of the planet.